friends. I want you to know that I really, really missed getting to see you in Bible study over the last few weeks. And as I've taken time to just review 2 Corinthians as we've gone through our last lesson, it has been so encouraging to me. And honestly, I've just been blown away at how the Lord has prepared us. As we look at the big picture of what 2 Corinthians is about, God has given us this truth and these reminders. It's the encouragement that we need for such a time as this. He knew this coronavirus and isolation, sheltering in place is not a surprise to him. And he went before us. He knew we were going to have the virus. We were going to be homeschool moms all of a sudden, that we'd be in isolation. And as believers, he wants us to remember who we are in him. For those of us who have trusted in the sufficiency of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ as the payment for our sins, that undeserved, unearned grace that has brought us back into reconciliation, a restored relationship with the holy God of the universe. This is what we've just been over Easter. This is what we've been celebrating. This is a gift that's not only for salvation, but it's a gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit that allows us as believers to live a new life. And because we have the Holy Spirit in us, indwelling us, we are enabled to live the way that God calls us to, even in the midst of COVID-19. We have Christ in us to be able to work through us, even in the hard things that we're going through in life right now. And I don't want any of us to miss the fact that he knew and he had us study in this book so that we would be prepared for such a time as this. So don't miss the timing of everything that we've learned, because ladies, we're ready for this. He went before us, and even if we're feeling a little lonely in the midst of isolation, or we're feeling insecure or insufficient as a homeschool teacher, or we're worried, maybe we're worried about the future income, future job, fear of the virus itself for maybe for you or for one of your loved ones, or maybe it's losing patience as we're dwelling with those that we love 24/7. Sometimes it does take a little extra patience. And so I want to encourage you that God has given us the gift of being prepared for this season. And there's so much encouraging truth in 2 Corinthians. As I went back and looked over it, even through those difficult moments, I just want to read to you some of the phrases that really have encouraged me. And so just want to help you hold on, even in the midst of whatever it is that you're going through, by just reminding you of the truth of God's word in 2 Corinthians, and just encourage you that because of Christ being in us, he makes a difference in our lives. And so let me I want you to just close your eyes, sit back, relax, and just listen and see if you can even remember studying some of these things as I go just chapter by chapter. Very quick reminders of what he has promised that he will do. And these promises will make a difference in our day-to-day lives as we trust and rely on them. So just give me a couple of minutes. In chapter 1, we're going to look at, we see in Christ that God comforts us in our affliction so we can comfort others. And we can patiently endure, not relying on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He has delivered us and he will deliver us. And then in chapter 2, we're reminded that Christ always leads us in triumphal procession, and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere. We are the aroma of Christ to those around us. In chapter 3, we're reminded that our sufficiency is from God. He has made us competent to be ministers of a new covenant. in chapter 4, we do not lose heart. We have this treasure in jars of clay, and the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. So we don't lose heart. Again, this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. In chapter 5, be of good courage. We can be because we have Christ in us. And we can make it our aim to please Him. For the love of Christ controls us. We are a new creation. We have the ministry of reconciliation. We are ambassadors for Christ, and we are reconciled to God. Chapter 6, because we have Christ in us, we work together with Him, and we are the temple of the living God. In chapter 7, He will bring holiness to completion. In chapter 8, even in COVID-19, because we have Christ in us, we can generously and joyfully excel in acts of grace and giving because Christ, though He was rich, for our sakes became poor. In chapter 9, love this one. God is able to make all grace abound to you so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. In chapter 10, we have the divine power to destroy strongholds and take every thought captive to obey Christ. And then in chapter 11, because we are in Christ and we have Christ dwelling in us, although Satan tries to deceive us and lead us astray, in Christ we can be focused on the truth and able to keep our thoughts sincere and purely devoted to Christ and not be deceived. In chapter 12, we're reminded that, I don't know, God knows. Just like Paul, we can say, I don't know, but God knows, and that His grace is sufficient. His power is made perfect in weakness. And then finally, in chapter 13, He wraps it all up, reminding us that though we are weak, we live by the power of God because Christ Jesus is in us. Wow. That is a lot of really encouraging power that we have because we're believers. And so those of us who are believers have that same power that raised Christ from the dead living within us. And that makes a significant difference. So even in the midst of the quarantine, when we're tempted to rely on our own sufficiency, rely on our own power and our own strength, we can be reminded that we don't have to give into our flesh. We don't have to be impatient. We don't have to be fearful or unkind or whatever the temptation might be, that we can have an opportunity to live out everything that we have been studying this year, the whole year since the fall. Live it out because we have Christ in us and He wants to work through us. So it's been a great year. My life has been changed as we've studied this. And I know many of your lives have been changed as well. And so I really encourage you, just even though we're not going to be meeting together again right now for a few weeks, want you to stay in God's Word. Make time to do that every single day and continue to fortify yourself and be strengthened through God's Word. But we will be having a few more opportunities this summer and in the fall, and I want to give you kind of announce what the plans are that we're going to be loosely holding on to. We want to set everything in stone, but as you know, everything's got to be a little flexible these days. So for the summer, let me give you an overview of what we're going to do. We've got two different classes coming up, and we will go ahead and plan for meeting virtually. And what that means is I've been excited because I've been learning a new virtual learning platform that will make it a lot easier for you all and for us as we are able to organize the content in a way that's a little bit better than what I've been doing before. So anyway, beginning the first study that we're going to have is going to be at the end of May, and it will be a 5-week class taught by Janet Pope, who will teach us epic prayers of the Bible that have an amazing significance and relevance to what we're going through right now. So that's end of May. Then end of July, we'll have a 4-week class taught by Jenny Allen. And Jenny's going to be teaching us about building radical community in a lonely world. So I hope you will join us for those. The registration for the first class will begin May 1st. And then July 1st will be the registration for the second class. So those are our summer classes. And then in the fall, I know many of you have been waiting. We've got the drum roll ready. A lot of you young moms are wondering when you can start registering. We will have the study of Judges and Ruth. So in this study, we will learn how God's faithfulness remains. 2 Timothy 2:13 says that even if we are faithless, he remains faithful because he cannot deny himself. And so we see God's faithfulness plastered all over Scripture, but it's especially evident in the books of Judges and Ruth, and side by side, they are in the same period of history. In the book of Judges, we're going to see God's people do what is right in their own eyes, and then the Lord, in his faithfulness and grace, he allows them to experience the consequences for that. And as he does, his hope is that they will return. And then in the book of Ruth, we will see two destitute widows who trust in God and his faithfulness, even in the midst of their dire circumstances. And so we'll have a front row seat to see God and his abundant faithfulness in their lives as it remains. And so those two books juxtaposed will be an awesome study for next year. So we will have Wednesday morning, offer it on Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, which is the new class, and then Thursday evenings. So the two morning classes will have the same mirrored kids ministry with each other. The two morning classes will have the kids ministry with Training Ground and Flight School. And so we would love for you to join us for either one of those. So we will plan to open registration for our fall class on June 1st. So just to recap all the registration dates, we're going to try to go for the beginning of the month. So May 1st, Epic Prayers, June 1st, Judges and Ruth for the fall, and then July 1st will be the Building Community class. So I hope you'll plan to join us for all of them. I'll send you an email to remind you and give you the links, and just keep your eyes open for that. And again, it's been a great year. I've enjoyed being with you and look forward to seeing you again. Stay tuned because we have some special guests for the grand finale of Women's Bible Study 2020.
Women of Watermark Bible Study, we miss you so much. And though it just makes us sad to not be able to be with you in person, we just invite you as we celebrate the end of another semester of study just to join in with us and sing worship to our King no matter where you find yourself. If you're at home or if you're in your car, jump in with us and sing about our God who is our living hope. How great the chasm that lay between. High the mountain I could not climb. In desperation I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the light. Then through Sing, in all honesty, just has acted like a personal devotional to me for this week, because I forgot, in all honesty, forgot the words that are written and that they're true, that we're no longer slaves to fear, that we're children of God. And so if at any point this week or in the past few weeks or coming ahead you forget that too, that's why we have songs of worship, is to remind ourselves of what our spirit knows but our flesh can forget. And so sing with us.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with your song of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone and I'm no longer slave to fear, 'cause I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear, 'cause I am a child of God. Oh,
God. No one can take our identity from us. Who we are has been purchased with your blood of your Son Jesus and sealed with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of you. And so we just ask today that you let us stand in that identity that you've given us and not take on any other form of identity, but just be rooted and established in love and in the gospel of truth as proclaimed to us as we've studied 2 Corinthians. Pray you bless these women, and it is in the name of your Son Jesus I pray.